Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. As we come into God's presence this morning, a welcome to all those who are gathering in worship with us today, and those who are visiting with us, a special welcome. A welcome to all who are online. We're pleased to have you joining with us in worship this morning. A couple of brief announcements that you've been observing as you've gathered. This is the last Sunday for the Presbyterian World Service and Development Appeal for relief for East Africa in response to the various disasters that have struck that region of the world this year. During the month of June, the Government of Canada had committed to matching donations given to relief work in that area. And so we are rekindling that collection, hoping that we can make a larger impact with the help of public agencies. So please remember to do that. If you were thinking all week, oh, I've got to remember to do that, and you forgot, because I often forget, so I know you do too, you can put those through to Darlene by electronic transfer by dropping them through the church over the next couple of days. About Wednesday, she's going to send those monies off to church offices. Vacation Bible School is on the horizon, so we are planning for that. We are always looking for volunteers. Vacation Bible School is always one of those things, the more the merrier. And we're always looking for young people to participate in it, the more the merrier. So you know of some kids who may be interested in taking part in Vacation Bible School, which is in the mornings from 9 to 12, from July the 10th to the 14th, please let them know that that's going on. And we're getting to the point where it would be really nice if we started to have some registration forms flowing back in so we can begin planning for those young people to show up on the morning of the 10th and to help us with that planning. And registration forms are available from the church office. Where did the spring go? This week was the first day of summer, and this is the last Sunday of June before July and August, when other things break our patterns a little bit and we go on vacation and whatnot. So just a reminder to folks that if you're going away on vacation and going to miss a week or two of worship, that you can always slide your offerings in on the week before you go, and they will be credited to you as always. And finally, the sympathies of the congregation are extended to Phyllis Bateman and all of the family at the passing of Clarice Neal this past week. And plans are still in the development stage, so there are no set dates yet. See if this works. It's magic. We light the Christ candle as we come into God's house this morning as a visible reminder that Christ is the light of the world, and that because of his love for us, we no longer walk in darkness, but in his glorious light. The call to worship for this morning is a responsive call and is printed in your not printed in the bulletin. I thought I trained myself out of that. It will appear before you on the screens. Let us stand as we come into the presence of our Lord this morning and say together the call to worship. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases,
who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Let us worship God. Let us pray. God, our source and our salvation, in love you made us, and by love you have redeemed us. Make your love for us bear fruit in your forgiveness of others, that in this life we may know your all-embracing compassion, and in the world yet to come we might receive the everlasting joy of fellowship that you share with your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And as we come this morning in praise, we open with the hymn 638, Take Time to Be Holy, hymn 638. Seated. As loving parents have compassion for their children, God has compassion for us. Confident in God's love, let us confess our sins as we say together the prayer as it appears before you on the screen. Merciful God, you pardon all who truly repent and turn to you. We humbly confess our sins and ask your mercy. We have not loved you with a pure heart, nor have we loved our neighbor as ourselves. We have not done justice, loved kindness, nor walked in your way. Have mercy on us, O God, in your loving kindness. In your great compassion, cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Do not cast us from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation, and sustain us with your bountiful Spirit. Amen. In the waters of baptism, we have abundant mercy, flowing like a spring that never runs dry. Forgiven and freed. We are reconciled with God and with one another. May the peace of God be with you. We're going to sing the hymn, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. And maybe a newer hymn here for the St. John's family. So as you grow more and more familiar with it in the succeeding verses, join as you are able. Hymn number 571, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. Please be seated. This morning we celebrate the act of confirmation as we welcome three young people into the communicant membership of the church. They're not new young people at all. They've been here forever. Right, Anna? Forever. And so we welcome them through the last, remember when I said, boy, it seems like it's been a short spring? Part of that's because I've been spending Sunday nights with Roy and Hannah and Julie and their mentors and parents, and we've been gathering together to learn about what it means to be part of the family of God that is the church. So it's been a wonderful experience, for me anyway. The young people are probably bored from time to time because, well, hanging out with the minister every Sunday night is kind of boring, right, Anna? Hey, she did not. But it's been a wonderful experience to spend time with these young people and to get to know them a little bit. So the service is all just a little bit different this morning, and it's upside down and backwards. in case you haven't noticed from the Bible or from the bulletins yet. We're going to hear from some scriptures being read by the mentors of each of these young people. And then the young person will do a reflection, not necessarily related to the scripture lesson. I said to the young people, go out and reflect upon your experience. So, and then I had to pick scriptures that kind of sounded like they might be something that you would read on a confirmation Sunday. So that's kind of where we're at. So they may not always jive, but I've always found that the Holy Spirit does amazing things and brings things together in ways that we don't always plan. Praise God. So we're going to do that. And in between each of those readings and reflections, we're going to sing the opening verse again of that hymn that we just sang, Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. It's our transitional hymn. So we begin this morning, I think we begin with Laura is the first reader, and Roy will come up. Roy is our first reflector. So I invite Laura to read and Roy to do his reflection.
Good morning. The first reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I receive mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
In confirmation class, I learned that being a follower of Jesus takes a lot of loyalty and that you have to follow his words. When you read the Bible and study his words that Jesus said to his disciples, we can learn how to get a better relationship with him and be like his disciple and spread his words. When we read the Bible and talk about what he was saying and what the passage meant, I felt happy because I was learning what Jesus wanted us to know. I also learned why we only eat the white part of the bread and why we cut off the crust of the bread. In the videos we watched during the confirmation class, we also got to learn lots of different ways how people praise God and how they serve the community with God also supporting them.
Next.
I'm reading Proverbs 22, verses 1 to 9. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. The clever see danger and hide, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. The cautious will keep far from them. Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not stray. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Whoever sows injustice will repeat calamity, and the rod of anger will fail. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor.
Thank you, Reverend Adams, Brenda, Trish, and Alice, Paul, my mom, Julie, and Roy, for being there, being with me for these last 12 weeks for the confirmation classes. I have learned a lot and have enjoyed the time we spent together. My favorite part of our weekly confirmation classes were the videos and snack time. Thanks, Trish and Alice, for the yummy snacks. It was very interesting to hear how other churches around the world were helping in their own communities and showing their love of God together. I was especially happy when the members of the congregation could join us, and my Grammy and Papa came to one of our classes. Another special time was having a guest teacher, Keppel. He helped me understand more about why we have communion. Keppel brought a baguette, warmed it in the oven, and we broke the bread together and shared cranberry juice. Now I know that we cut the crust off the bread to show the purity of Jesus Christ. I want to thank Brenda for agreeing to be my mentor and being my support over the last few weeks. Brenda has helped me get more connected with the Sunday worship service by letting me help take up the offering and being a greeter at the door. I also enjoy a few meetings with Brenda outside of the classes, like going for a walk, eating at Wendy's, and going to the gym during March break. To sum up my experience, I know I have, if I ever feel lonely, scared, or not good enough, that Jesus is with me and I will never leave me. Being part of St. John's Presbyterian Church has made me feel like I belong, and if I ever feel lost or like I don't know who I am a child of God. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
The next reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 9. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and placed them where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborers deserve to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'"
During the confirmation, I have learned many things being a follower of Jesus. I learned many Bible studies, believing in God's love, and the Holy Spirit guiding our faith to God, and that confirmation is guiding our faith to God and believing in the church's teachings. Also, I learned being a faithful member of a church is to attend church worship regularly and engage in church activities or volunteering, such as singing in choir, playing music, or helping to collect offerings. From being a faithful member of a church, I could feel a sense of community and have feelings of acceptance and personal growth, since becoming a church member takes honesty and commitment. From taking this confirmation class, I grasped the importance of being part of the church member, and attending church every Sunday is important in growing faith towards God.
Actually, before we get to confirmation, I'm going to say a couple of things. I didn't put a sermon in this morning, but this is where it goes. Friends in Christ, what I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. First of all, thank you to the young people who really preached the sermon this morning and did a fine job. Each of them, as you may well have noted, took something different away from their time spent in confirmation, in much the same way that we who are Christians and fellow churchgoers each week take something away from the worship service that may be a little different from those who are next to us. The wonder of the Spirit of God is that He speaks into our deepest needs and wanting, and so it's always a little different. But it all begins with baptism. We would not be here today with these young people if it were not for the sacrament of baptism and promises that their parents made before a congregation, before this congregation or some other congregation. But we share the experience of being one church, regardless of where those promises were made. Big promises to a big God. Big questions and a big God. Sorry, I've got that flipped backwards. Big God, big questions. Yeah, there it is. I was going to say, and I know I've got a slide for that somewhere, but we weren't quite sure where that was going. Thank you, Alex. These are the questions that we ask at confirmation time. They are the very same questions we ask adults when they bring their children to be baptized. And you have them on the insert in your bulletin this morning. These are the questions that the young people will assent to in a few moments. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Who is your Lord and Savior? Will you promise to be a faithful disciple of Jesus and obeying his word and showing his love? And will you devote yourselves to the church's teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer? Interesting that the unit that we did on communion made an immense impact on the young people. The breaking of bread and the gathering of the people of God. We do that every time we celebrate the sacrament. It is important that we fulfill these promises with our young people and we bring them forward to this day and to this time. But it's not just promises that are made by parents. These are promises that we also expect to be made by the congregation, that the congregation will support those parents and encourage them in the bringing up of their children within the Christian faith. So, you took part in their baptisms too. You and that great church across all time and space, that capital C church, that affirms that whoever you are and wherever you are, when you make those promises, you are a child of God. And so you can come from the farthest ends of the world. You can come from Korea. And you can find a place in a church in Cornwall and know that we are supportive of the promises that were made at a baptism many years ago in a place far, far away. From Korea, or from Prince Edward Island, or where were you baptized? From Hamilton, right? Wherever you have been baptized, those promises were made by the Christian church, not by a congregation, although you are important. You are important because a community of faith, a congregation, is where those promises are lived out. It's where nurturing takes place, where friendships are made. I'm grateful to the mentors that you saw stand with these young people this morning because they were willing to give their time for 12 weeks. We actually went longer than 12 weeks. We had a snowstorm. We had a couple of illnesses. So we had Easter. So it took us a little bit longer than 12 weeks to get through a 12-week curriculum. But that's okay. And they were here. And I think it's fair to say when I said 12 weeks, it was a pretty overwhelming idea, wasn't it? I also think we're going to miss being together after 12 weeks, right? Did you not know what to do with yourself last Sunday night, right? It's true. Gathering together for that time builds bonds and connections with which are the church. And we cannot for a moment underestimate their importance. A number of years ago, I looked for the book on my shelf and I can't find it anywhere. A gentleman by the name of Chip Anders and Kara Powell wrote a book about youth ministry entitled Sticky Faith. And the one thing that they start the book with is this question. Does your child have church friends? People who are their age, yes, who are incredibly important to have as church friends. And we have built church friends between, Julie and Roy, they're still brother and sister. So I don't know how that works out in your house. I usually try to avoid brothers and sisters in confirmation class because sometimes that doesn't work out well. Julie and Roy were great. And Hannah, we built these relationships between these three young people, which I think were important. And we gave them adult friends within the churches. Hannah, in her note, drew attention to. And a bond of relationship has been forged between Hannah and Brenda, between Roy and Laura, between Trish and Julie. And that's important. Do our young people know you? Do you know our young people? Because it's that sticky faith, those connections that we make with one another that are important and which guide and will support us and knit the church together. So I'm grateful to our confirmands. I'm grateful to our mentors. I'm grateful to our parents. We were church when we gathered in the basement for an hour and a half on a Sunday evening for 12 weeks. We gathered together. We read scripture together. We prayed together. As somebody mentioned, we ate together. Tragically, then all of the leftovers were left for the minister, so the minister got fat alone. But that's okay. But it was a time of genuine church when we were together. And we heard stories on videos from other congregations across North America about what it means to be the church in their particular circumstances. And they were wonderful stories, stories of acceptance, stories of finding new ways to reach out in ministry and mission, stories about the value of the fellowship that is held in a church and how these particular congregations gathered together to be God's people. All of those things are part of the big questions that lead us to believe in a big God. And so I'm thrilled that we come to this point today. Led by God's Spirit, we will welcome these three young people into the church. If you need to bring up your sheet for the answers to your big questions, that's fine. Or if you think you can remember them on your own, that's good. But I'm going to invite our young people to come forward at this time. I'm going to invite Cynthia on behalf of the session to come forward at this time for the service of confirmation.
Hannah, Roy, and Julie are presented by the session for the reaffirmation of their baptismal covenant into which they were baptized. They now desire to profess publicly their faith and to assume greater responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world.
We rejoice that you now desire to declare your faith and to share with us in our common ministry. In baptism, you were joined to the church. and made members of Christ's body. In the community of the people of God, you have learned of God's purposes for you and for all creation. You have been nurtured at the table of our Lord and called to witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as our cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is built together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually in the dwelling for in this dwelling place for God. Now, as you publicly declare your faith, I ask, I'm going to wait for a minute. No, I guess I'm going to say this part first, and then we have to do confirmation for each of the young people. Now, as you publicly declare your faith, I ask you to reject sin, to profess your faith in Christ, and to confess the faith of the church, the faith into which you have been baptized. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn away from sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? Who is your Lord and Savior?
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciples, obeying his will and showing his love?
I will, with God's help.
Will you devote yourself to the church's teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers?
I will, with God's help.
We, the church, gather in worship to profess our faith. And I would invite you to stand as you are able, that we might say together the Apostles' Creed, and following that to remain standing for the act of confirmation. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe
in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, by water and the Spirit you claim us as your own, cleansing us from sin and giving us new life. You made us members of your body, the church, calling us to be your servants in the world. Renew in Hannah and Roy and Julie the covenant that you made in their baptism. Continue the good work that you have begun in them. Send them forth in the power of your Spirit to love and serve you with joy, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Now, you may remember several weeks ago, as part of the time with the young and young at heart, we spoke about a discussion that we had had in the confirmation class the week before about the laying on of hands. The laying on of hands is a significant act in the life of the church. It is how we impart blessing upon young people. And so, in a moment, upon people, all people, for different things. But for this morning, it will be upon these young people in confirmation. I'm going to invite, as each of the young people is confirmed, If you know this young person and wish to stand by them and continue to support them in their growth of faith, then come to the front and lay hands upon them. So, I'm trusting mentors. Maybe all the mentors, I don't know. Parents, grandparents, friends, to come and to be here and lay your hands upon these young people as we do so. And for the rest of the congregation, you can participate too. I'm going to ask the congregation, if you feel so moved, to raise your hand like this. If you pay attention, if you don't close your eyes at the end of worship every week, you know that there's a guy that stands at the front that does this every week. It is the way that we, another way that we convey blessing. And so the entire congregation can be involved in this act by raising your hand toward the front with us to impose your blessing and your will, goodwill on these young people. So having said that, I'm going to invite Hannah to come forward first. I guess we'll just work our way across, Hannah. So you're first. And anyone who wants to come and be with Hannah to lay their hands upon her as we come and to this act of confirmation can do so now. So I'll ask Hannah if you can kneel here. And our folks are all here. We're waiting for one more.
Yeah.
Ken was in the middle of the seat. You coming too, Ann? Okay. And let us lay hands. O Lord, uphold your servant Hannah by your Holy Spirit. Daily increase in her your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Hannah, remember your baptism and be thankful and know that the Holy Spirit is at work in you. And you may stand. And shift change. We'll send this group back. And we'll invite Roy to come forward. And those who want a congregation to raise their hands on blessing. And let us pray. O Lord, uphold your servant Roy by your Holy Spirit. Daily increase in him your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Roy, remember your baptism and be thankful, and know that the Spirit of God works in you. And we'll have Roy come up, and we'll do a little shift change, and Julie gets to come. Don't go too far, people. Probably going to be the same people, I'm kind of thinking, mostly. And once more, let us pray. Julie, may the Lord uphold you by his Holy Spirit and daily increase in you his gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. And may Julie remember your baptism and be thankful, knowing that the Holy Spirit is at work in you. Amen. Once more, let us pray. And confirmands need to stay here for a second because we're not done with you guys. But first we pray. Let us pray. Ever living God, guard these your servants with your protecting hand, and let your Holy Spirit be with them forever. Lead them to know and obey your will, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you forever in the life to come. We pray these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Except you guys.
Thank you. Hannah, Roy, and Julie. By publicly professing your faith, you have expressed your intention to grow in the covenant God has made with you in your baptism. As a congregation, let us welcome them as they join with us in the worship and the mission of the church.
And the congregation is invited to respond. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you to share with us in the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in him. And now may the peace of God, of Christ, be with you all. And you're invited to share a sign of the peace of Christ, a handshake or a hug or a fist bump with your neighbors around you, and I would invite the elders to come forward to extend the right hand of fellowship to our confirmands. You've got something to say, yes? And I'm just going to check because their names are in their Bibles.
Oh, I didn't make sure that the right Bible went to the right place. Did it happen that way? What are the odds? 30%?
Close.
Yeah.
Almost. We got one right.
Okay. Thank you for noticing that. On behalf of the congregation, I present these Bibles, and as you read them, may you be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, as you bear fruit of every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. Congratulations.
Thank you, and with that, you can return to your seat. The Bibles have been inscribed, presented to, name of the young person, on their confirmation, dated this date. But there's also something else there. There is a Bible verse at the bottom for each of them. It's not the same. It's one that I've selected for each of them. And it's only the reference. So now that you have your own Bible, you can look it up for yourself. So your homework for the day, your last piece of confirmation homework, is to see what I've written for you today. Let us join our voices together as we sing the hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, and the number of the hymn is 592. Please be seated. Sisters and brothers, we cannot help but become like what we worship. We bring our gift this day as a sign that we worship not what we hoard in our pockets, but the one who is revealed in the act of self-giving, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us offer our lives in joy as we present our tithes and our offerings. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we bring these gifts, we pray that our joy in the act of giving might draw others to your table. Use these gifts. Have your way with us, for we seek to follow Jesus, whose love is boundless. Amen. The piece of music that Julie was just playing is a Christian song from Korea. And the words go like this. However I may call a thousand times, it is the love on the cross that never ceases the tears in my eyes. The cross for Jesus to take to save me with all his The cross for Jesus to take to save me with all his water and blood cleanses my dirty sins. With the love for me he gave his life, I thank for his forsaking his life and giving me eternal life. However I may call a thousand times, it is the love on the cross that never ceases the tears in my eyes. And with the love for me he gave his life, I'm thankful for his forsaking his life and giving me eternal life. The Son of Man, who to give me life abandoned the heavenly throne and loved me, the man is Jesus Christ, and with his love for me he gave his life, and I thank him for forsaking his life and giving me eternal life. We always get to learn new music. Always good. Let us continue in prayer now with the prayers of intercession this morning. These are responsive prayers and will appear before you on the screens. God of wisdom, you work for vindication and justice for all who are oppressed, and you call us to work with you to fulfill that purpose. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. We pray for the church and for all who work to bring justice to the oppressed. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. We pray for peace with justice among the nations, religions, and peoples. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. Pray for those suffering in places torn by war and natural disasters. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. We pray for those who are bent over by oppression, especially women in this nation and around the world. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. We pray for those living with long-term illness who are longing for relief. The Lord says, I hear your cry for help, and I am here. God of healing love, through Jesus Christ you have come to us and shown us the way of renewal and restoration. Empower us now through the meeting of our faith and your grace, that we may do your work in the world and magnify your holy name. Hear us now as we continue in prayer as Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 670 in the Book of Praise, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. The words will appear before us on the screens.
Thank you.
And now, let us lead a life worthy of the calling to which we have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as we are called to one hope and to the one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and in all and through all. And now, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept soundless and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.